Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
A miscarriage of justice has been declared in the case of a man who spent 14 months in prison for an IRA membership before his conviction was overturned. RTE's crime correspondent Paul Reynolds was watching proceedings in the Special Criminal Court today, and he joins me now. Paul, the judge today said there was a grave defect in the administration of justice. Tell me about the case.
Well, the background to this case, Cormac, is that Michael Connolly is a 47-year-old Dundalk man. He was convicted of IRA membership and sentenced to 3 years in prison at the Special Criminal Court in June of 2017. The court heard at that trial that he'd been seen in December of 2014 by the Gardaí driving in convoy with another man, who was then found with two improvised explosive devices. However, the Court of Appeal overturned his conviction in 2018. There was a retrial, and the following year, Connolly was acquitted of IRA membership after the Special Criminal Court found it could not rely on the belief evidence of a Garda Assistant Commissioner as being independent from the investigation. Mr. Connolly then applied to have the case stated as a miscarriage of justice and succeeded in that application today.
And I believe double counting became an issue in the case. Why so? Explain that to me.
Yeah, it's kind of complicated, but look, evidence of the belief of a Garda not below the rank of Chief Superintendent that an accused is a member of the IRA is routinely used in membership trials at the Special Criminal Court, and the Garda also claim privilege on the material underlying that belief. But in order to convict someone of membership, the court needs to be satisfied that the belief evidence from the Garda is supported by some other evidence that also implicates the accused. In this case, the Assistant Commissioner who gave the belief evidence said he had done so on the basis of an examination of Garda intelligence files. He told the court he hadn't seen the book of evidence in the case and didn't know what was in it. However, if he didn't know what was in it, there was also therefore a possibility not only that the same incriminating information was in both the book of evidence and the Garda intelligence files, but that both could be used in the case, if you like, double counting. Mm-hmm. So the Special Criminal Court examined that issue of whether there might have been an overlap and therefore possible double counting of information in the Garda intelligence file and in the book of evidence. And in their judgment today, the judge found that this assertion from the high-ranking Garda gave a false assurance to the original court of trial that the issue of double counting did not arise. Now, Mr. Justice Paul Coffey, along with the other two judges, Judge Sinead Ní Chualann and Judge James Faulknan, also pointed out that, quote, unhappily, no application was made to recall the Garda officer to explain why he had relied on the totality of the materials in the intelligence file.
Okay, well explained. It is complex, but I got it there. Briefly, Paul, will there be a retrial or is the conviction quashed now? What happens?
Yeah, no. I mean, Mr. Connolly has been acquitted. The Special Criminal Court found today that if the issue of double counting had been considered, it's probable that the original court would have acquitted him as well. And therefore, it concluded in its judgment that there had been, quote, a grave defect in the administration of justice, which constitutes a miscarriage of justice. However, it also said in the judgment it was satisfied that circumstantial evidence existed which tended to implicate Mr. Connolly in the transportation of two improvised explosive devices for a criminal purpose. And it said that this was not a case where a newly discovered fact establishes that the applicant was innocent of the crime alleged.
Okay, great stuff. Thanks very much indeed for that, Paul Reynolds, RTE's crime correspondent.